Up to 500,000 people concerned about climate change will converge on New York City Sunday. They plan to take to the streets for what's being called the People's Climate March. They're calling for governments to adopt climate change policies. Groups from around the world are sending representatives. A few busloads will motor in from Milwaukee. Among them will be Alex Molzan. It's his first experience marching in New York City. But the UWM freshman is convinced that climate change deserves attention. Molzan says his conviction took root when he was a Boy Scout.
That's how I started going outside, camping, seeing the beauty of nature, just these beautiful wilderness areas.
Molzan decided he had to do more than love camping and tramp around places like the Apostle Islands. So he'll board a bus Saturday afternoon, march Sunday in New York, and then head back to classes Monday morning. Julie Enslow experienced her first march in 1982 with her young daughter in tow. The issue then was nuclear disarmament.
Over 1 million people gathered in New York at the time of a UN meeting. Here we are again in 2014 with another incredible crisis on our hands that needs tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the streets in order to really draw attention to this and to try to get some action from our world leaders.
Devin Kaperi helped organize the buses that will head out from Milwaukee. She says her motivation is simple.
I care about our future. And we live on an incredibly beautiful planet, and I want to protect that.
Organizers of the People's Climate March scheduled it to coincide with a climate summit slated to begin at the United Nations. Although the UN meeting is not expected to result in groundbreaking mandates to curb emissions, marchers mean to create a significant stir. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.